number 10,833, Margaret A. Anderson Trust, corner of Old Landing Road and Breezewood Drive, being lot 17, block 2 within Breezewood Development. A variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I'm Chris Holman here on behalf of the Margaret Anderson Trust, applying for a variance. There's three areas where a variance is required. If you look along at the survey, along the lot, the line that separates lot 18 from our lot, we need a 4.7-foot variance. At the corner of what I'm going to call the addition as we go on, and that'll be clear as I explain what happened here, we need 6.9 feet in order to comply. And finally, at the corner of the original house, we need 0.3 feet in order to comply. So basically, we have an original house here that was built in 1979 and an addition that was built in 1995. As far as I know, the CO was granted for both the original structure and for the addition. So I'm going to go through some of these factors. Now, I believe this lot is quite unique in that it's narrow. The lot between 19 and our lot 17 is at an angle. And at the very edge here, it's only 34 feet wide on one side. At the very top portion of the survey drawing, the width is 53 feet plus a little more for the curve, portion of the curve. So we're looking at a very narrow lot with an irregular angle to it in the rear. And to top it off, we've got a 40-foot setback requirement by the Homeowners Association off of Old Landing Road and a 30-foot setback requirement off of Breezewood Drive. So there's very little space to put any size house on this lot. So I think the lot is unique in these respects. Let's see here. This house, obviously, it's already built, so in order to develop the property in strict conformity with the zoning ordinance, the house would have to be moved and the addition torn down, worst-case scenario, which presents a serious economic hardship to the applicant. The variance is necessary to cure the setback violation so that the owners are able to use it legally. As far as the applicant creating the problem, it's kind of an unusual situation. This property is owned by a lady who passed away in September of last year named Margaret Anderson. She bought the house from the original developer. And in 2000, she conveyed it into a trust. My take on this is that she did not create this difficulty. The subdivision was already designed before she even came along to buy the house. She presumably hired a builder to put the addition in. She was about 70 years old when that addition was put in, so she probably was unable to build it herself. I don't know for sure because she passed away and we didn't get a chance to get the history of this property. But I believe that the subdivision is the way it is, and the developer sold her the house and it was already encroaching, and then she hired a builder to build the addition, and that ended up encroaching, and a CO was issued at the end of that process. So I do not believe that she created the practical difficulty. I don't think that granting the variance will alter the essential character of the neighborhood. It's been here for a long time, and there's no complaints. I don't know if there's any complaints in the gallery today. But as far as I know, there's been no complaints at all. I don't think it'll substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use of adjacent properties, nor be detrimental to the public. It's been here for a long time. It's been this way. And I'm not aware of any complaints. We are requesting the very minimum necessary to afford relief. And it's the least possible modification to afford relief. We're not asking for any more than what's already there. So I just request that you guys grant this variance.
Okay.
Thank you.
Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Borman?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 10833. And one of the reasons there's no opposition, CO was issued. It's a minimum verge to grant relief, but I don't believe it alters central character of the neighborhood.
Okay, have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. McKee and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,833. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.